The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convinced the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. We believe him alone, or we believe in him. But the Romans will come and take away both our name and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may be perished." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert, to a town called Ephraim. And there he remained with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before our Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' purpose to come on earth is to gather together in unity the scattered children of God. This word of unity, many times from the mouth of Jesus, is when he prayed at the Last Supper, "Father, that they all may be one." It's interesting. Jesus comes from the Blessed Trinity, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the desire of this Trinity is that we are one. This unity is mutual love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a relationship of love. So united that the Father, that you saw, the Father is the desire of the Son. Son and Father really one. And this unity is Holy Spirit. And we are called for this life, that all may be one in him, in the Lord. So we're no more single. We're one body, one heart of Jesus. We are born in him through his blood, through his giving his life for each one of us, so that we can share his life. So that what St. Paul says today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. That's very important. Jesus expects to see us like him, whatever we do, only for the will of God the Father. You know, he prayed so many times in Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane, on the cross, cry out, "Father, leave this cup away from me, but that your will be done." On the cross, God, God, why have you forsaken me? He still continues to say, Father, pray for them. You know, he's only looking for himself. Human speaking, is desperate, but still his heart for people. And today, we are in him. But the time he's crying out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? He's forsaken us for our sake. In his divinity, we are one in him. He saw us already that time. We're made in his image. So thank the Lord. We are all called to be his disciples. We can share in a particular way through the word of God, through the Blessed Sacrament. So tangible, we can say we are one. That Jesus, what so his gospel says, he gathered together in unity the scattered children of God.